And I think Lil has been waiting quite a while. She's calling from Bothell. Hello, yes. Lil.
Yes, hello. Thank you. Okay, just recently, as of yesterday, my husband got diagnosed with melanoma cancer. And he's been a healthy guy who never even took a prescription, never took an aspirin, okay? So he's been living a healthy lifestyle and all that stuff. But, of course, he's blonde, blue-eyed and all that stuff. So I see that melanoma is kind of prevalent in that type of demographic.
Yes.
Anyway, so all of a sudden, of course, it's been coming on, but it's been with fatigue and nausea and then nothing tastes good and all that good stuff. And so just recently he had this real severe pain in his left side, lower abdomen toward the back. Anyway, so through this whole week of, all kinds of tests and everything, first they said pancreas and the liver, and then probably a colon and everything, but then the biopsy comes out with the melanoma. So what I, so far they haven't done a thing to him. So that's why I'm calling to see, first of all, I even mentioned to one of the doctors, because I had heard Dr. Wright, a couple of weeks ago, talk about the hyperbaric thingamajiggy to, for oxygenating somebody. And he said, well, that doesn't usually help on melanoma. So that's why I was just calling.
Well, Lil, it sounds like the started out as a skin lesion that has spread through his body.
Yeah, but we can't find the origin of it.
Ah, okay. But the CT scans aren't showing anything yet, huh?
I guess, because this is the whole problem is, all of a sudden we got from the biopsy thing, so they drop everything, I guess, but he did have all kinds of CT scans, skeletal, everything else. Everything is good with his heart, his lungs, his brain. He had an MRI on the brain there on Thursday night. And so, we're talking about a healthy specimen. All of a sudden, it's going downhill here. But I didn't want anything for them to start, like radiation. I mentioned something about, what is the cause of this pain that he's got? And of course, they put the pain patches on and give him oxycodone, I say, well, what's the cause of the pain? And they don't know. So then all of a sudden it says, well, maybe radiation, Well, I don't know how radiation is going to cure them when you don't really know where the pain is coming from.
Well, it's a big topic to go over on the radio course. And he may want to come into our clinic, and there, I would say either myself or Dr. Lamson, we're dealing with more cancer patients than I think the other docs are. But my first thought would be to get him on some systemic IV therapy, maybe high-dose IV vitamin C, maybe even alpha-lipoic acid IV. I could mention some things that have been definitely shown to help prevent melanomas.
Yeah, but once you got it.
Yeah, once you have it, it's tougher.
Yeah, you need those kind of, super-duper infusions, right?
Yeah, you really do. But, it's also useful to get started on some things that have been shown to be helpful, things like lycopene, modified citrus pectin. We have a great product called Pectisol that helps. There's also a mushroom that has some really interesting research on melanoma called chaga, C-H-A-G-A. So, and of course, vitamin D is one of those things. They've done a lot of research showing that vitamin D may be the key in preventing it. And, once it's diagnosed, it's a little bit more difficult to deal with.
Yeah.
But it sure couldn't hurt to get him on some vitamin D and lycopene.
Call you that. Are you down there at in the North Seattle one? Or?
No, I'm in the Tukwila.
Oh, the Tukwila.
Yeah, Dr. Lamson and I are in the Tukwila clinic. Normally we'll be using quite a bit of nutrient levels. We're, typically for most patients, they're coming in and they're they're utilizing their oncologist as much as possible, but every person is individual, and we go by what their preferences are and what their needs are.
Well, our preferences are before they start fooling around with your body, you had a good little...
that would be ideal, right?
Right. See, so the hyperbaric thing wouldn't work, right?
I think at this stage, it I haven't used it that much for melanoma, so I'm not sure it would work for that particular type of cancer. But but I would encourage him to at least get a consult with a doctor who deals with cancer.
It seems like they're already ready to go and radiate him, and I'm thinking for what
Yeah, let's figure out where it's coming from first.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's why I thought I'd give you a call. I figured, I rushed home from the hospital here because I knew your program was on.
Well, thanks for remembering us. Okay.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, good luck, Lil.